Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Give Me a Break, Lori Handler and Carson D. And the star of Super Password, Bert Bundy.
Hello. How are you? Hi there. Come on. Yes. Very nice, Stackett. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, and welcome to Super Passwords. Great to have you with us. I like your outfit very much. Did you see what Laurie's wearing as she came out? Nothing quite fits, and it's very stylish. That works very well.
It's fun. They told me I look like a clown. My mom said I look like a clown. My friends, I said, I'm wearing it on Password, because it fits.
Well, it fits here, yes, right.
She carries it off.
Me, it fits me.
No, I got it. I got it very well. Thank you. This is a very nice outfit, too. Where did you get that?
You're welcome to feel it. Victoria Gassman left it to me.
Yesterday,
it's,
because...
It is Italian.
It is?
Yes, it's Italian
sweater. Very nice. Very stylish group we have here today. Let's bring on our stylish contestants. Shall we do that, Jane and Gary? Please come in, won't you? Hi, Jane. Gary. We'll talk to Jane first. She is the challenger, and then we'll get to our big champ over there. Jane, please, once again, tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name's Jane Wheat, and I still live in Long Beach, and I am very, very excited. Uh-huh. Got $100.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you got your 100 bucks too, and you might have a lot more. Who knows? And our champion, look at him. He's got $19,800.
Thank you.
Not bad. Gary, once again, tell us about everything.
Well, I am Gary Dagg, and I live here in Los Angeles with my wife, Jackie, and my young son, Joshua.
Yes.
3.5 months. Again, still.
Gary Dagg, Jackie Dagg, and Joshua Dagg.
Yes.
That's Daggs.
Quite a team.
Where are we? $200 puzzle is where we are. And Jane and Gary, given the clues, if you're ready, here comes your first word on your little television set. And off we go. The cash word is worth $1,000 today. Gary, lead us off, please.
Swaying. Rhythm.
Okay, Jane.
Pendulum. Swinging.
Very yes, good. Very nice. Good clue. We have swinging.
Is it singles?
Hey. All right, is it singles? Oh, for sure. Okay. Totally.
That was such a good guess.
Awesome. Here we go. Next word, please. Jane.
Mr.
Mrs.
Gary?
Mrs.
Miss.
Yes.
Perfect. Rich people talk like that, too.
Swinging miss, Orson.
A swinging miss.
Correct.
It's little Annie Fanny, I don't know.
Can we say that? He was on the buzzer, wasn't he? Yeah. Is it little Annie Fanny? Okay, here we go. Next word, please. There it is. Gary?
Throw.
Pitch.
Yes. Why did you say? You seemed like you knew where he was.
Because I had a hunch that it wasn't little Annie Fanny, even though, and I started to put that together.
All right, you have swinging, miss, and pitch. What could it be, Orson?
Well, it's too simple. Maybe baseball?
Is it baseball? Well,
it's
gosh,
too it's simple.
It's too simple. It's perfect. Perfect answer. It won't be that. It'll be this one will give it to us. Here we go. Next word, please. You know what it is? Lori already knows. Gary?
Football? Baseball.
Yes. Okay. All right. Swinging, miss, pitch, and baseball. Orson?
Swinging, miss, pitch. The catcher. I know it, isn't it?
Okay. Is it the catcher? No, okay. I know what it is, and you know what it is. Everybody else know what it is? Have a good idea? Yes. All right, here we go. Next word, please. All right, Gary.
Ball.
Strike.
All right, Jane. Did you look at it wrong, Gary, or didn't mean to say that, did you? All right, Jane.
Announce. Call.
Yes. That's amazing. How did you do that?
I was playing the puzzle.
I know, but even so.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, swinging, miss, pitch, and baseball, and call.
Strike!
Is it strike? Absolutely. I thought you'd say phone, but you could have gotten a lot of other things, you know? Okay. With our score, $300 for Jane. Gary has yet to score. The magic toaster is coming your way. Once again, it's worth $1,000, Laurie. $1,000 for Jane, that is. You have three chances to communicate that word to Jane. Let's show the folks at home what the cash word is. There it is. And we are ready for clue number one.
Perfect.
All right, clue number two.
Excellent. Correct?
All right, here's your third and final clue.
Perfect.
You have another one you just thought of, did you not? Do you have a good clue, Orson?
Magnificent. That's a toughie.
Yes,
glad that...
perfect.
I was thinking...
excellent.
Would cuisine...
Yeah, cuisine, is, it wants to go towards that, doesn't it? Superb. Was the word.
I could not think of a rhyme for that.
No, proverb.
Ruperb.
Yeah.
Duperb.
Okay, next time the cash will be worth $2,000 with our score $300 for Jane and Gary not the score. We will change places and come back after this message. Superb. Proverb. We are back. This is the $300 puzzle. Now, if you're going to do it, Gary, if you're going to hang in here, champ, this is the time, because Jane's got all the money so far. If you're ready to go, this will decide who goes over and plays for $5,000. Off we go. Laurie and Orson, given the clues, here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. And Laurie, start us off, please.
Smiling.
Grinning.
Yes. Very nice. Not an easy word, is it? Grinning, we have, Gary.
It's a Cheshire cat.
Is it a Cheshire cat? No. Good guess is right. Next word, please. Okay, Laurie.
Rich.
Wealthy.
Yes. Excellent. Could have said Gary.
Oh, wealthy, I'd be grinning too, right?
Yes. We have grinning and wealthy, Gary.
Rockefeller.
Certainly qualifies. Is it Rockefeller? No. Next word, please.
Wealthy is an understatement.
Yes. Really wealthy. There it is, Laurie.
Oh, boy. Inheritor.
Heir.
Okay. Form of the word.
Heiress.
Yes. Nice going. That's good play.
Is inheritress a word?
I don't believe... Well, inheritress is probably not a word. Because it would be heir. All right, here we go. Very nice going. Grinning, wealthy heiress, Gary, and you need this one.
Patty Hearst, I don't know.
Is it Patty Hearst?
She's finally got something
to smile at. Yes, she will have. Here we go, next word, please. $300 puzzle. Got to get in there, Orson. Laurie?
Levi's.
Jeans.
Yes. Grinning, wealthy heiress and jeans, Gary.
Is it Gloria Vanderbilt?
Is it Gloria Vanderbilt? You bet. Didn't need designer. Nice going, pal. Well, that didn't decide it. That we now have a tie. Gary and Jane both have $300. Next will come the $400 puzzle that will break the tie. We'll do it right after this message for you. Nice going. You know, they never lost this. Right down the line. Locked you out. No. Never let you in. Is that right?
That
must be it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Orson just told me I was a water witch.
No, but of babies. You can tell gender a baby is the way some people can tell where there's water buried.
Yes, it's
they
true.
Can really do that.
It really is true. I'm now 27 out of 28. If you're pregnant, would like to come down to our studio, I'll tell you what you're going to have.
Now, can you tell what my character's going to have?
No, that I can't do. I can only do the real thing. But I got another one the other day, and Jane just said, was it your sister?
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law is pregnant. Well, I'll try. We'll do it. Okay, here's the $400 plus. This is my little side job I have. We have a tie game, $300 a piece. If you're ready to go, Gary and Jane, this will break the tie. The $400 puzzle, as I said, $5,000 in the end game. Off we go. Jane, start us off, please.
Murder.
Okay.
Killing.
All right, Gary.
Destructive.
Crime.
Jane.
War. Pillage.
Gary.
Temper.
Attack. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, all right. We got all for Shibble there. The word was violent.
Of course.
Okay, violent, yes.
Temper. Yeah,
violent temper. On the board, we'll put it. Nobody guesses. All right, four more to go to get the puzzle to win the game to play for 5,000. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is, Jane.
Hit.
Strike.
Okay, Gary.
Insult.
Injury.
Jane?
Oh, I thought that was it.
Oh, you did? No.
So did I. Comedy.
Slapstick.
Gary?
Hit.
Slap.
Yes. Too bad. Violent slap.
Is it challenging to a duel?
Is it challenging to a duel? Which sometimes happens when you slap someone in the face. No, it's not that. It's probably a little long, that answer. All right, here we go. Next word, please. All right, Gary.
Cubes.
Squares.
Jane.
What, he said cubes?
Cubes.
Oh, cubes.
Yes, sir.
Frozen.
Ice?
Yes, yes. Never mind. Violent, slap, and ice for the game, Orson.
Is it hockey?
Yes.
Is it hockey? Yes! Would you like to get a room?
No, but her husband is going to send me a thank you note. Mercy.
Okay. Congratulations, Jane. We say congratulations to Jane. She's going to go over and play for the 5,000 in just a moment. We must say goodbye to Gary, our ex-champ, who leaves us with $20,100.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Lisa. Let's go. Here we go. Right now. Here we go. This is very exciting. Okay, you all right? Did your stool just go down a little bit there? No, you're all right. I thought it sank down. Okay. Okay, we're taking deep breaths. We're relaxing. We're taking deep breaths. We're thinking clearly now. Because this is your first time, $5,000, as you know. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with the letter L and continuing through U. L through U, okay?
I like L through U.
Yes, I do too. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get them all, I'll give you $5,000, okay? Okay. 60 seconds, Mr. Bean. You know that. Would you like to look at your first word, sir?
Yes, I would.
It's coming up momentarily. And there it is now. Okay, ready, Jane?
Yes,
all right, good luck. Ready and go.
Books. Building.
Lobby.
Building.
Lodge.
Marion. Rental.
Landlord.
Books. Okay,
Ledger.
Skip it, skip it.
M.
Next one, please. Tennessee.
Mississippi.
City.
Memphis.
Right,
Memphis. M.
Nice.
Naughty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pentagon.
Octagon.
No. P.
Cat's hand.
Persian.
Cat's.
Pussy.
Hand.
Hand.
Claw.
Paw.
Yeah.
Q.
Watch. Parts.
Question.
Mechanism. Japanese.
Quasar.
All right, next.
R.
Democrat.
Republican.
Yeah. S.
Dinner.
Supper.
Right. D.
Game.
Test.
Paddle.
Tennis.
Yes. You. Oh.
We almost got it.
Next time.
Oh.
We got hung up in that first one.
The first word. He. All right, settle down now.
That's a book building.
A building where there are books.
Oh, it's a library.
Yeah.
I wasted too much time on it. I should have left it.
No, you didn't, because you thought you were going to get it any second.
I kept on thinking she'll get it. And
oh, gosh.
I thought you were going to kill him. You were screaming at him. Oh, no, those are very good clues. You got 7 out of 10. $700 more. You now have $1,400. Not so
bad. Thank you.
We will be back in just a moment. Next time, Super Password worth $10,000. And we'll come back after this message.
Well, I wouldn't want to come other.
What a first word, Nate, did you? At least once, maybe more. You don't have to have time to do it again. Hello. Okay, we are back. Yes, we are. How do you feel, Jane?
Great.
You okay?
Yes, I'm very.
All right. Just relax, because you can go back over there again, you know.
I'll probably be there.
Yeah, well, you might at that, as a matter of fact. Here's someone who's going to try desperately to keep you from going back over there. Come on in, Emily, won't you please?
Hi.
Hi, Emily. My pleasure. Thank you. Okay, Emily, here you are. Tell us about yourself, please.
My name is Emily Kong, and I have a little art studio. I do children's books.
Oh, how
and
nice.
I have some assistants that I know aren't doing a lick of work today.
They'll be watching, hopefully,
yes.
Huh? Okay, well, welcome to you, and good luck. And if you're all set, shall
yes,
we do
I'm
it?
Set. Thank
here we
you.
Go. $100 puzzle gang. Laurie and Orson giving the clues. Here comes the first word. Show the folks at home what it is. We are playing for $10,000. Thank you, Teresa. Laurie, if you will, please lead us off.
Birthday party.
All right, Orson.
Angel food.
Cake.
Hold it. Hold it. We're
last
looking.
One.
Joe, look under A. It's two words. Moving right along, Laurie.
Bake. Cake.
Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. You bluffed it very well, though. That's the way to do it. If you're not sure, absolutely attack.
I was sure.
Because you can shake them up if you do that. All right, here we go. On the board, we have cake. What could that be, Emily?
Oh, it's Marie Antoinette.
Is it Marie Antoinette? No. As in, let them eat, right? Okay, next word, please.
Good.
Here we go. All right, Laurie.
Consumer. Buyer.
All right. Person.
Chewer.
Teeth.
Okay, Laurie.
Swallower.
Eater.
Yes. I only had one terrible clue for that, which I'll say. No, it was perfect. It was a perfect. All right, here we go. Cake and eater. Emily?
I am glutton.
Is it a glutton? Why not?
I think it's Marie Antoinette.
That'll be Marie.
It's a better answer now
gluttons
than it was before.
Eat cake, don't they? Here we go. Next word, please. There it is, Laurie.
Beef.
What?
Oh, that's exactly what I had when
what
I was going to
say.
She said beef.
Beef?
Yes.
Oh, beef. All right. Nervous?
Tough. Quirky? Jerky.
Yes! A split second before the buzzer. All right, cake.
I get it.
Cake, eater, and jerky.
Cake. Dried.
Is it dried?
It's all getting right. Weirder all the time.
Okay, here we go. Next word, please.
I got it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Laurie, are you? Oh.
Chateaubriand.
Well, we have a revolution here in the studio now. Rich is screaming, that's one word. I know it's one word.
That's not even on
that's
our side.
One word, you betcha, absolutely. All right, now wait a minute. Hold it down, gang. She's got to answer now. Okay.
Roast.
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, Orson.
Sorry.
Sirloin.
Steak?
Yes. No.
Oh, you don't know what I do.
Cake, eater, jerky, and steak.
I know what it is.
But you can't say it now, because
no,
we have one
it.
More word to go yet. What is it, Jade?
Oh, I don't get to
not yet. Okay, last word. Here we go, gang.
We got to get this, Jane.
Here we go. Next word, please. And there it is. Orson?
Pork.
Meat.
Yes. All right. We have cake, eater, jerky, steak, and meat. All right, leave. Jane.
Cow. I don't know.
Is it a cow? All right, Orson.
Do I get to guess?
Yes, sir.
How much time do I have? Because I'd like to say a few words about the income tax.
You'd better hurry.
Beef.
Is it beef?
Beef cake, beef cake.
Yes. Beef turkey, beef steak. Okay, we're going to break away from commercial message. We'll be right back with some more of this stuff. Don't go away. See you tomorrow. We have no time. Thank you for watching. See you tomorrow. Bye.